of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Who Cares Wins? Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
Who Cares Wins? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
On the bright side of the world.
And we sure are on the bright side of the road. It is me, Angela Bri Stevenson, here live in the studio here, channelradio.co.uk. And with me, as always, my dear, wonderful friend, Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon.
Otherwise known as Greenleaf Ergonomics. So I hope you're sitting upright, everyone, and in the correct posture.
Doesn't have to be upright.
Just or laying down, then.
Yes. I don't want everybody bolt upright.
Well, I don't want people snoozing. Yes, they've got to be tuned in because we have a very important guest with lots of information to share today.
Did you not know most people, when they listen to the radio, are thinking or are in bed?
Now, steady
on, Jack.
So
your voice should be as if you're talking to them on their pillow, nice and relaxed and calm.
She's gone to sleep, folks.
Sorry about that.
So what's the lullaby you sing, isn't it, when you go to bed?
No singing, please. No.
Okay. So we need to be relaxed.
Relaxed.
Nice tone of voice.
Yes.
That enables them to drift off.
No, not drift off. Just relax.
Okay. Shall I just carry on as I am always?
We're losing people as you speak.
Hello, listener. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening again, then thank you for listening again to us. Of course, Listen Again is on Channel Radio's website under our website show page of Who Cares Wins. And of course, on our website, whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Of course, you can get in touch with us today live in the studio on a Monday. We are here to hear from you as well, the listener. If you wish, you can contact us via Twitter at CaresWins. You can email us studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. You can post a comment on our Facebook page, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. And of course, you can use the wonderful Dog and Bone. And that number to ring into the studio is 01-303-874-998. We would love to hear from you. And maybe you've got a health and well-being question for us in general, both Jan and I, or perhaps maybe for our guest. This afternoon, we are talking to the most wonderful award-winning lady here, Kent Women in Business Award Silver winner for Startup Business of the Year in April, earlier this year. So congratulations, Jay. But Jay Lal, you are from the Kent Foot and Ankle Clinic.
That's right.
I got that right, didn't I?
You did.
In the right order. Well done. So thank you for joining us in the studio here.
Thank you.
Slightly warm. We hope you won't pass out, but keep hydrated.
I will.
Now, we're going to quiz Jay this afternoon on all things to do with feet.
That's correct.
We're going to the most important part of our body, really, aren't we?
It sure is,
yeah.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, they are a real supportive part and function of our daily lives.
That's
if
right.
If we are able to walk and stand, they're quite important, aren't they?
They take us everywhere.
Even if they don't want to, we still drag them along.
That's correct.
So we're going to talk to Jay about not only how you got, because I know that you have a bit of a story we're going to hear from you as to, you know, I'm just intrigued, Jan, about how somebody wanted to work with people and their feet.
It's like, I'm sorry, it's podiatrists and dentists.
Yes. Top and top.
I know there's a bit in the middle that I wouldn't want to go near either,
but. It's like, why would you want to touch people's feet?
I know. Ooh. This is the everyday question. I'll answer it.
And of course, I'm going to answer you, the listener, I'm sure have many questions. And again, do get hold of us if you want to through any of those means I've mentioned. But also, there's probably the big key question, which we'll ask Jay in a moment, is about the difference between a chiropodist and a podiatrist. And we're going to come back to that, Jay. So I'm not letting you off lightly yet. Did you know, Jan, just a bit of useless information, that today is a birthday of what was Sir Edmund Hillary.
A man who made very good use of his feet.
He did.
Yes.
He did indeed. First man to climb at Mount Everest. Wonderful, wonderful. New Zealand guy. New Zealand. So our New Zealand listeners out there and Australia. And of course, it's Moon Day today.
And we see that's keeping the feet. One small step.
For mankind, was it? One giant leap for whatever.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you. Yes, folks, it is the celebration today. 20th of July, 1969 is when we landed. We, personally, Jan and I, on the moon. And so we are celebrating Moon Day today. Yes, all about feet, you see. See the link there, Jay? Do you like that? She's cringing, folks. She's thinking, what have I let myself in for? So let's get over to our wonderful guest to find out a little bit more. So, Jay, you're running the Kent Foot and Ankle Clinic, which is up in the Stroud, Rochester area, but also you're everywhere else, including London, which
That's
I'll
correct.
Come back to. Let's just go back into history a little bit. I am intrigued. Why feet?
When I was doing my A-levels, I knew I wanted to do something in the medical field.
Uh-huh.
I've always liked to be different, and I knew a podiatrist at that time.
Uh-huh.
And he recommended it to me, sold it to me.
Sold it.
And next minute I enrolled at Cardiff Uni, and here I am.
Why?
Years later. So, I quite like the idea of being my own boss.
Mm.
So I've had over 14 years of NHS and private practice experience now.
And you did those from when we were talking earlier in the green room. You did that at the same time, didn't you? So you did the both private and the public sector practices.
That's right. Correct. I felt when I previously worked under the NHS, unfortunately, the NHS can't always meet patients' needs due to the short treatment times and the long waiting lists. So, privately, it's a bit more fulfilling and you're able to do a lot more for patients.
Fantastic.
So that was good.
So you started life in obviously working for others,
mm-hmm.
And obviously both private and public, as you mentioned there.
Yeah.
But then you decided that, do you know what, you want to be your own boss.
Yes, in 2010, I was managing another's private practice and managing a team of podiatrists.
Right.
And at that time, I sat down one day and I thought, do you know, every day I like it to be outstanding. Everything I do, I like it to be outstanding. I just couldn't do an average day.
Yes.
And I realised we're not all the same. Mm. So rather than, you know, having podiatrists not being able to deliver as well as I felt they should for their patients,
right,
I thought, well, one day I'm going to start my own business. I can do this. I can turn this around. But I knew it would be a long road. I had lots of podiatrists I aspired to. I would check their portfolio and think, right, I have the expertise, I have the experience.
Yes, you do.
But there's a whole lot more I need to do. So then I went down the road of just doing lots and lots of courses, whether it was acupuncture, marigold therapy, homeopathy, business courses, because a lot we're not taught in our degree.
Okay, I need to stop you there, Jay. Did you hear that, Jen? Cool. Marigold therapy.
Yes.
Not
the rubber gloves, is it?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask her. I'm intrigued. Marigold therapy?
Yeah, so it's a natural therapy where a special marigold paste is made and we use it to treat verrucas, fungal infections in a natural, kinder way for our patients.
Rather than zapping them as I was in my years gone by.
Yes, exactly. There's more choice out there.
I had banana skins, apparently.
Yes, that's supposed to be very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Banana skins?
Yes, because it softened the verruca, the area.
Okay.
And then I went back and she ghostbustered them.
Yes, something quite harsh.
Stuff, whatever, yeah. Is
different
that
things work from different people.
It did get rid of them, I must say, Jay, so I have to say thank you very much to that. She was a chiropodist.
Ah, yes, yes, brilliant.
So dare we ask this question, chiropody or chiropodist versus podiatry or podiatrist?
There's really no difference, except chiropodist was mainly known in the United Kingdom, whereas more internationally we're known as podiatrists.
I see.
And we do a whole lot more than the original thought of what chiropodists do.
So give me a list of things you offer then.
So we do nail surgery under local anaesthetic.
Nail surgery?
Uh-huh. So if people have ingrown toenails, for example.
I had a vision then of getting a new set of nails. Literally.
We can take them off.
Painful. But yes, so ingrown toenail
ingrown
surgery.
Toenails, and then the biomechanics side of things where I can prescribe orthotics, which are special insoles to help realign and reposition how you stand.
Now you've got me, because I am clued up at the moment on biomechanics and I'm exploring that in much more depth, because personally I have learnt over the last 3 weeks through my physio and my running and my hips going out of alignment. Long story short, mm-hmm. I have one leg longer than the other.
Yeah, so some of our patients do have leg length discrepancy.
Yeah.
And yes, it's worth seeing a podiatrist and seeing what we can do for you. Usually
you're a keen runner, aren't you? You're training for a marathon?
I am, yes. I've just started running this year, so yes, it's a new thing.
Now, I understand that I think I need to speak to you in more depth after the show, Jo, uh-huh. because I've had a gait analysis done, and mm-hmm. I sort of swear by them in a sense every year, or every time I need a new pair of running trainers, I would go along and be assessed with a video and make sure that I have the right pair of trainers.
Uh-huh.
But reading into your website and reading into more about the foot, and by the way, I do love that Leonardo da Vinci quote, which we must dig out again,
yes,
Jan. I have retweeted it. It's okay. Just fantastic. But yes, the foot is almost this foundation, isn't it? And actually, there's more to it, isn't there, than just this sort of gait analysis, really. And actually, especially with one leg longer than the other, I think I need to have a more detailed analysis done by someone like yourself.
Yes, exactly. So podiatrists are qualified, and we are trained to pick out what you're doing when you're walking, what's not correct,
right.
And a quarter of our body's bones are in our feet. So there's a lot going on which can't be picked up when you're just seen by an average person.
Because you were saying just earlier to me when we were talking, because obviously, listener, I was quizzing her to death, and with the foot, 26 bones.
That's correct.
And you were saying that you're looking at there's the heat. You can actually, when you're walking, you can actually be maybe overpronating, which is inward, isn't it, from
that's
your
correct.
Toes and mid foot, but then your heel,
the foot can
wobbly.
Be split into three sections. Well, so you can have a forefoot, your midfoot, and your rear foot can all be doing different things.
I've got 6 feet, Jan.
I'm not going there.
She wants to put me 6 feet under, but anyway, let's moving on. So we've got these three sections to one of our feet.
That's correct, yes. So
so how I land and move through that,
yes.
even just walking,
yes.
you can tell a lot about my
of
overall
course,
mechanics.
Yes, of course. It could definitely affect your knees, your hips, your lower back, and lots of other problems as
Which
well.
Which is interesting, because I always thought it was a problem with my pelvis. And now we learn
that
it's all from the feet.
That's it. Yes. Because you have quite a discrepancy there, which I will see.
Yes,
too
I was showing her my legs, listener. Poor girl.
I'm amazed she's still with us.
We locked her in.
I'm still here.
Well, I ask a question about you obviously prescribe orthotics.
I do.
And there are over-the-counter versions, reputable companies and not so reputable companies.
That's correct.
There's one on the market at the moment that is two-tone, and you stick it in your shoe and it's supposed to gel and cushion and soften. What I got suckered, so I went and I bought a pair thinking this is going to be the thing. They don't fit. Well, they fit into my shoe, but then once they're in my shoe, my foot doesn't fit into my shoe. So is this a common problem?
It sure is,
And
yes.
is it that I'm picking the wrong shoes, or do I need tailor-made orthotics?
The trick is really to eventually buy a shoe which will accommodate your foot and your insole. If you're not able to accommodate simple insoles, you may not be able to accommodate a custom-made one.
Right.
So if you needed a custom-made one, I would perform a biomechanical assessment.
Mm-hmm. That sounds painful.
No, I'm interested.
And
she's talking science. I'm with it.
And then if you needed insoles, I would say lay off buying shoes at the moment. Wait till your insoles, your orthotics arrive. And then I would guide you as to the best type of footwear that you'd need to purchase.
And that leads us on to, we're going to have a song because we're going to have a bit of a break, but you've got some wonderful summer top tips for our listeners.
I have.
Around shoes and also around feet as well, looking after our feet, because it is interesting, and I'm sure you must see this day in, day out, where people do, we often, Jan and I, talk about how people will spend a lot of money and investment on looking after their car and polishing it and servicing it and getting this, that and the other gadget for it, or perhaps looking after their wonderful plasma TV and not necessarily spend so much on themselves and their health and well-being. So it must be the same, that they may spend more time on their teeth or getting their hair done. If they're a lady, maybe they're getting their nails polished. But do we, you know, do us as a general population spend time on our feet?
Exactly. Yes. A lot of people don't, and it's always last on their priority list. And we should look after them a lot.
So
more.
We're going to get some tips from you after this short break with a bit of a music break. And I know that this hero track is related in a way to today's topic, but also it's about probably your own journey in your business. I know when I had some notes earlier, you were saying that you believe nothing is impossible Mm-hmm. And you'll always find a way to make things possible. It's not always the way, but once you find that inner strength and you start to have faith, then the world has a lot in store.
That's right. Never give up and never always believe in yourself.
Definitely. So we're going to listen to Maria Carey sing Hero.
This is Channel Radio.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Who cares wins?
Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio.
Who cares wins? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
On the bright side of the world.
Ah, that That was lovely. Mariah Carey with Hero there. Yes, you are tuned into Who Cares Wins with me, Angela Bryer Stevenson. Jan Mulligan is busy on the Twitter over there and also websites and all galore things.
See the steam coming off the keyboard.
I know, Jan. It's just amazing. And your six pairs of glasses as well. More importantly, our guest for this afternoon, we've been hearing a little bit about the wonderful works of podiatry and chiropody from Jay. Lovely to have you here in the studio, Jay, from the Kent Foot and Ankle Clinic.
Thank you.
Now, Jay, before we went to the music break there, we were just highlighting a little bit about your own story of how you got into podiatry and obviously then setting your own business up. In 2011, you officially signed and registered your business?
In 2011, I resigned. I resigned.
There's a bit of a story there, isn't there?
there sure is.
Are you a hero yourself?
Well, when I had that little talk with myself in 2010 and realised I wanted to embark on this journey and have my own practice, and for the past 5 years now, I've conditioned myself to work full days, come back in the evenings and do lots of courses, which was to help me now going forward in the future. So yeah, 2011, I resigned. There I was, no monthly income.
No,
and I had to do it. I had to, do well. However, I was living in West London then. I started a brand new business in West London.
Right.
And about 1.5 years into that, my husband and I decided we wanted to get married.
Oh, wonderful.
Which was great, except we wanted to move to the country.
Ah.
So out into the southeast.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. So therefore, I had to wind that business down gradually when it was just finally starting to take off.
Oh.
And do the same again here. It was great. My first opportunity in 2013 was in a private hospital, which was quite unbelievable actually, because to be a podiatrist and to be offered a place in a private hospital, you have to be excelling in your field or a lecturer or be doing quite well.
Mm.
So that was confirmation that I needed at that time that, you know, I've come quite a long way.
And that belief in yourself.
Exactly. And then, yeah, so as the story goes, it takes around a year actually to be fully booked 1 day a week.
Well done.
From there, I then opened
up. And that's hard going actually, Yisna. Just remember, if you're going to set yourself up in business, and I'm sure if you listen to Business Bunker on a Tuesday, don't forget, every Tuesday, 1 till 3 with Paul Andrews and Jules Serkin and other wonderful co-hosts, all about business for Kent Business. But it is,
that's
and
it.
Jan and I know from running our own self-employment avenues that it's, you know, 24/7 sometimes, you have to be aware.
It's always
and it is,
24/7.
As you say, if you've got that commitment, you want to be working every day, you've got to put that investment in to build up. But bear in mind, listener, the first year is hard, but also the first maybe 18 months to 2 years, statistics show you'll probably make a loss in those first couple of years because it's all the startup costs.
That's right.
But don't panic. It doesn't mean you're homeless.
No, it's very fulfilling. I've opened, I'm in 8 different places now.
8?
Purely because I couldn't sustain going back to West London. And I did that for a year and a half.
So where are you? So every day is a different place.
That's
only
correct.
7 days in a week.
I'll have to clone myself soon.
Hang on.
Think.
7? And you said 8? I'm confused.
I will be getting associates on board.
Oh, okay.
I've finally will be recruiting in the next month or so.
Lovely employment law.
Yes, I have been researching. It's all a new and exciting field ahead for me. But so it's gone into a direction I wasn't expecting it to go.
Yeah.
But it's great because my patients motivate me to do what I do. You see them coming into your clinic limping pain, and then they leave smiling,
springing
happy,
their step.
Pain-free. So yes, it is very fulfilling and satisfying.
Now, I'm going to quiz you on some, I want you to share because these are just fabulous. I've got them in front of me, listener, and I'm going to ask Jay just to go through for you, the listener, about your feet. You probably haven't analysed and thought about your feet so much as you have in the next 35 minutes.
That's right.
Jay, you've got some, first of all, let's go into your summer top tips that you've brought along for us to share.
Yes.
And the top one, you're talking about toenails.
That's right. So a basic tip is to remember, use proper nail clippers and cut straight across, not too short and not down at the corners, as this can lead to ingrown toenails.
Oh.
And if it's easier, just file your nails.
So like I would file my hand nails.
But you would file in a downward direction, not side to side. That way you don't break the nail. Oh. So you just go in a downward direction.
And when you say straight across,
mm-hmm.
not as in so literally.
Not horizontally.
You get those little corner bits otherwise, those squares that can run through your socks and tights.
Yeah, it can be quite misleading. It's not in a dead straight line. You follow the shape of your toe. So you just go across your toe.
So just if you were to lean the scissors on the toe and then follow it round.
That's it, providing you don't go into the corners.
I said scissors. Am I a bad girl?
And if you've gone into the corners, can it be rectified?
Sometimes it doesn't cause a problem. Usually it depends on footwear. If your shoes are too tight, it can squeeze the actual nail, push it into the nail bed and cause infections. So it just depends as to what extent the actual problem is and how quickly it will be rectified.
So we need to come and stuff our toes in front of you to see what you think.
That's right.
Literally. Now, talking about toenails, mm-hmm. your next tip I notice is actually talking about getting the nails cut, probably because I'm going to be bare feet in the summer.
That's it. So we all go barefoot or wear open-toed sandals. So this is great if you can do this in the hot weather, except when you're in a communal shower or changing area.
Yes.
We need to air our feet to stop them from getting sweaty and smelly. However, going barefoot is not recommended to patients with a loss of sensation or poor circulation.
And why is that?
This is because they may trod on something and they wouldn't realise, and it would very quickly lead to an infection.
Okay.
And don't be tempted to wear flip-flops all through the summer. They don't provide your feet with enough support. Actually, they don't give you any support.
What about if they're a potential branded flip?
Yeah, the ones which have
thicker,
a contour and are raised slightly under the arch area are absolutely fine. They're actually
better
very good.
We're talking about maybe the standard flip-flop that you would buy on the beach.
That's it.
So what the Australians refer to as a thong.
A thong,
Aussies. That's it. Those will give you arch and heel pains, and if you wear them for too long, you could end up having a knock-on effect on your knees and lower back.
Knock-on effect on your knees. Like that.
And and if you have to wear socks in the hot weather, change them once a day. And
please tell my husband that, would you? Once a day.
Listening. And choose ones that contain at least 70% cotton or wool to keep your feet dry and stop
them
smelling.
Question, please, teacher.
Yes, please go ahead.
I've noticed on some of my searchings that there are bamboo socks now.
I haven't heard of them actually.
I'll have to show you the website.
I will have a look.
As to whether they're good or bad or indifferent.
Yeah, we'll have a look.
Socks, don't panic, it's not bamboo sticks.
Actually, this half of the room don't know what you're talking about, and I'm including Jay in that half of the room. You're on your own in this.
It is, look it up on the internet.
I'm sure we'll be enlightened.
Sorry, I'll rephrase. It's clothing originated from bamboo.
Ah, sounds interesting.
It is. Well, we'll have to get you back on the show talking about that. Okay, moving through your tips.
Yeah, so hard cracked skin around the heels is very common in the summer.
I see a lot of women and men.
Yes, that's it. And it's often caused by open back sandals and flip-flops rubbing around the edge of the heel. So it's good to use a foot file, an emery board or a pumice stone and to gently rub away the hard skin. And then apply a rich moisturising cream. My favourite is a CCS, Charlie Sierra foot care cream.
She's been to that course.
Yeah.
Charlie Sierra.
The helicopter will be circling in a moment. She's called him in.
Now, hard skin, you were saying is that because there's no, you know, the moisture is escaping and the pressure. Is that right?
That's correct. Right. Especially on hot days, we're losing our own natural moisture, so we need to replenish it.
And keep hydrated.
That's
In my BPA bottle, Jan, did you see, after Julie Dennis?
Absolutely.
My BPA bottle.
How about soaking feet in a bowl of water? My mum used to do that.
That's always great to do. So you should always soak your foot daily on hot days, twice a day, in a bowl of warm, soapy water. But always remember to dry between your toes. especially in the heat, moist, any moistness.
Because that encourages?
Athletes, fungal infections.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, when you say soapy water, mm-hmm. what sort of, are we kind of washing the feet keeping that soap on the foot, or are you putting something into the water?
So if you tend to sweat a lot, usually any antibacterial soap is
right.
fine.
Okay.
But otherwise, there isn't anything in particular which we recommend.
Ooh, another question, Miss. Back
please
of the
go
room.
Ahead.
Moisturiser, you mentioned your favourite was Charlie Sierra.
That's it.
Makeup foot cream, I presume that uh-huh. is a makeup brand. What about these other brands that you can buy from a particular shop to do uh-huh. with the body that call them peppermint foot cream?
Yeah,
and
that's a good question.
Link to the peppermint is a cooling, is that right?
So peppermint creams have been known to provide a cooling a feeling. However, CCS and any other urea-based foot cream is what our feet need if we suffer from hard skin, corns, and dry skin.
Oh, right.
Whereas ordinary foot creams out there won't to do that job.
Right. Okay. Are you writing this down, Jan? I'm going to test you later.
And,
okay.
It's also good to alternate and change your shoes daily. I would recommend wearing one style one day and then alternate with another.
And I'm going to come back to shoes because you have briefly touched on flip-flops. But I want to go into, I know you've got some detail there on particular shoes, but if I may just finish off, we've got blisters, which can often be when people are wearing shoes barefoot.
Mm-hmm,
I know years ago when I was a young whippersnapper, I would wear my wonderful stilettos, which uh-huh. I may well ask you about as well. And of course I'd get blisters in the summer because yep. I wouldn't wear tights or, anything, you know, stockings on my feet.
That's
and
right.
And obviously your feet are swelling in the heat, blah, blah, blah. So blisters,
mm-hmm.
not good to put a plaster on?
It's good to let it dry out on its own.
Right.
And the key really is to keep your feet dry and to wear shoes or sandals that fit well and mm-hmm. that aren't too loose.
Right. Because people can get those blisters from flip-flops as well with that little rubber
That's it,
stump
yes.
bit in the middle of your toes.
Especially in the heat, yeah.
Okay. I love this heading, Jan. Ring the changes. I liked that when she said about wearing different type of shoes because,
That's
again,
it.
It's you know, would you really wear the same pair of pants every day, listener? Don't go there. Foot infections. You mentioned earlier athlete's foot and also earlier on when you were talking about the marigold therapy mm-hmm. or the paste that helps with verrucas. They're often, aren't they, attributed with, say, public pools, swimming pools, bathing areas, showers.
That's it, yeah. So communal showers, changing rooms and open-air hotel swimming pools, they're all hot spots for infections such as athlete's foot and verrucas. So don't wander around public pools barefoot. Protect your feet by wearing flip-flops into the changing room and at the pool edge.
I always used to feel weird, but you get used to it. Poor listener, don't envisage this, but walking into a shower, you know, you're completely naked because you're going to have a shower, but you've got something on your feet. It just felt weird, but it's good to protect your feet.
yes, it's better to do that than to be stuck with verrucas or to go through athlete's foot.
And of course,
pain.
It's needless to say that if you're confused.com about any of that
mm-hmm.
And you want to seek more professional help, then obviously somebody like Jay, and we're going to go to contact details towards the end of the show, you can talk to her in more depth if you wish, and also we'll talk about some resources and that I know you have on your website as well. So fear
That's
not,
it.
Listener.
Yeah.
Help is out there if you are completely now aghast in panicking about your feet and your shoes and what you've got and what you haven't got and soap and, oh, my goodness, it's now complete turmoil. Don't panic. We'll come back and tell you where you can get help. Now, I think we'll have a bit of a tune so they can just let that all sink in. Do you like that, Jan?
Let the moisture sink in.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Stand.
Stand.
By me, Jan.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me, stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me?
Wave after wave of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Need inspiration? Join in the conversation with hashtag Daily Bread from Mike Waterton.
Who cares what your name is? Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
Who Cares Wins, every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
Yes. Welcome back to Who Cares Wins, your health and well-being show here, live every Monday. It's me, Angela Bryer Stevenson, and wonderfully in the corner there, sitting, twittering, and all sorts of technology, Jan Mulligan.
Hello, everybody.
We've been talking about feet, exploring the avenues about feet and how to cut our toenails, and we've been talking about what we should wear on our feet, as well as once we've cleaned them, we need to think about what we put on them. Because we've been talking to the wonderful Jay of the Kent Foot and Ankle Clinic. Now, Jay, on that, there's a bit of a link with that song as well, because you can do your award-winning speech now, because I know that you are an award winner from the Kent Women in Business Awards in April earlier this year. You stood up and received your silver award or your trophy. So you can now do your acceptance speech and thank all those people, because you said, stand by me. They did indeed do that.
Ah, yes. The award meant a lot to me, and stand by me is more of a, it's really to my husband, my family, my friends, because I've had to struggle a lot. Lots of sacrifices have had to be made.
Sure.
And this song was for everyone who's been there for me.
Brilliant.
And I haven't been there for them, unfortunately. So I'm very
grateful.
Well,
I think you have, and they can appreciate that. Obviously, yes, it's hard to get things going, but of course it's all going to be fruitful in the end when you can sit back and on your yacht with your feet up and everyone else will be running your successful businesses.
That's correct.
Now, our time is running away with us, as always, so I wanted to share with our listener, if I may, you mm-hmm. were talking about obviously looking after our feet and some top tips there, mm-hmm. but also we started on that little area of, okay, we can't necessarily always walk around bare feet. It's mm-hmm. not advisable.
That's
so
it.
So shoe types. I just want to explore with you, if I may. You threw at me quite a few earlier, so I've mm-hmm. picked out a few. If I can just quiz you on, first of all, a lot of people may be wearing flat casual sandals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not so, good.
Well, flat casual sandals, they have a thin flat sole with no shock absorption. So this can lead to stress fractures if you wear them all summer long.
Right.
They also increase your chances of getting cracked heels, because there's nothing holding the back, nothing to hold the heel or the fat pad on your heel. So everything tends to splay and the skin follows suit and eventually cracks. And cracks can also be uncomfortable, unsightly.
Yes.
And if they're deep, they'll tend to bleed, and you can get bacteria, virus, fungus, and that can all make its way in.
Doesn't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I can wear them, but again, we're looking at, it's a bit like food, isn't it, Jan? It's little and often.
It's best
rotation.
Best for perhaps leisurely lunches or stylish air travel options.
I like that. Stylish air travel options.
That's right.
If I were to have a stylish air travel option.
But avoid running through the parks or going for long summer strolls in them.
Right. Now, something I noticed that I picked up earlier mm-hmm. on some information you gave me was straps around the ankle area.
Mm-hmm, that's right, yes. So that would be your better choice.
Okay.
That would offer you more stability. It would prevent twisted or sprained ankles. And however, you have to make sure that the shoe, the sole, isn't as flat as a pancake.
Of course,
that's not going to do anything to support your foot. So if you can opt for the sandals with arch supports.
Which leads me on, if I may. Mm-hmm. I know that we're whizzing through some of this, listener, but I just wanted to maybe throw a few things at Jay that may be of interest to you as well. That if we're now looking then at the opposite of that, so they're flat, no cushioning, no shock mm-hmm. absorber at all.
Yes.
If we were to look at some of the flip-flops or the sandals that do have sort of a support, for example, and I know that, is it the Birkenstock or the Bickenstock or something, the particular brand?
Yes.
There's lots of them out there, but so that's the one that comes to mind.
Yeah, but Birkenstocks are good. They're good for a half day of sitting or standing.
Right.
They don't have enough arch support, so they perhaps may not be good for maybe going on very long journeys in.
Okay.
However, they're great for camping, short walks to the park, barbecues, but I would avoid hiking or any activity that qualifies as a trek. Would avoid it for that. Fit flops are very good.
Jan.
Yes, I noticed you're wearing them today.
Do I pass the test?
They're my favourite.
Yeah,
you do.
Thank you very much.
Great. And, so they have a built-in arch support and, they're
great.
Definitely a far better choice than the flat variety.
Now, let's move on to, because we need to make sure that our listeners who may be male mm-hmm. are also included here, that we are talking to you guys too.
That's right.
And I know that wonderfully in the summer, men do wear thongs or the flip-flops, as we mm-hmm. talked about, the beach flip-flops. But I also see men wearing what I used to call the espadrilles, those flat pumps type things, or the plimsolls that are what I used to wear at school, you know, the proper old plimsoll. Do you remember them, Jan, at school? Black ones?
Yes.
Very, very flat.
Black for outdoor, white for indoor.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. We're showing our age now, aren't we? I'm guessing they're maybe not so good.
So the espadrilles, they are good if you have a little bit of a height rather than the completely flat variety. They offer a little more support, and the rope soles can provide more of a lift than the thin ones.
Right.
They're great for light activity. Walking or standing in moderation, but not much more than that. And with the espadrilles, just beware in the wet weather.
They're a bit slippy, aren't they?
Yes. And with the casual flat trainers, the plimsoll types, I have a lot of patients who come to me with heel pain from plantar fasciitis or heel spurs that are developed from wearing very flat trainers that don't offer support. So they're good for pottering around or chilling at a backyard barbecue.
Okay.
But avoid them for any sports. They might look sporty, but they aren't intended for walking or standing for long periods of time. And my note really is don't be fooled by their comfort. A lot of people believe these are safe shoes when, in fact, they do cause a lot more problems.
And they're creeping up in price. So you think, again, you're getting a good quality, but you're not.
No, that's it.
You're
paying for the name more than anything, aren't you?
Yeah, you're actually better off getting a good athletic trainer instead.
Mm. And let's go the opposite end, back to the women, I'm afraid. Well, maybe, gentlemen, you don't know. But I'm coming to stilettos.
Yeah, so stilettos.
Are they at all good?
Stilettos, as we all know, they put intense pressure on the front of the foot.
Yeah.
And this can lead to things like sesamoiditis. It's just inflammation of the tiny bones under the big toe. And metatarsalgia pain. So that's pain on the ball of the foot.
I like these complex words.
And yes, it's caused by pressure under the toes because the tight shoes, they squeeze the toes together. It can cause nerve pain. I really wouldn't recommend that you
wear
them.
In my mother's day, it was winkle pickers.
Winkle pickers, yes.
And I know squeeze those toes in and end up with, as my mum, they call them hammer toes because they've been squeezed in shoes that are too small for them, aren't they?
Yeah, the long-term damage is immense. It's great for boosting your height, your confidence, your personal style, but it's best to note really you could end up in crutches for a couple of months and that won't do you any favours.
Yeah, is it true? Avoid alcohol and stilettos.
That's right.
Is it true, or is this just one of these media stories they put out that a lot of footballers' wives like the high heels, and if they wear them so much, they even have slippers at home that are high heels, that when they try and not wear them, they're actually in pain because they can't go flat again.
Yeah, so you should use caution when wearing high heels, and usually you need to alternate with the height. So if you went from totally flat to high, that would also be detrimental. So therefore, that's why they'll always need to have a little bit of a height and vary the height.
Yeah.
And it's important to do things like calf stretches as well, which would help you wear your stilettos a little bit better.
Which brings me very quickly to the opposite extreme of these wonderful, I call them like ballet shoes.
Oh, I hate them.
They're completely flat. I used to think that that was a good pair of shoes to wear to work and back when I was running backwards and forwards to the train. But actually, I eventually went to trainers, Jay.
Yes.
Fear not.
Good.
But they're sold everywhere, aren't they, these ballet shoes?
They do look
quite cute.
They're very easy to wear. And the problem is even the flattest and flimsiest styles can do so much harm. So even more harm than a pair of high heels, in fact.
Right.
So if you're overwearing your flats, it can cause pain in the arches and the heels. It can lead to bunions. It encourages your arches to flatten. There's absolutely no cushioning, no support. And I keep seeing all my patients of all ages wearing these all day long, which is making it even more dangerous. And even young girls as young as 13, 14, coming to me with ingrown toenails or corns caused by the ballet flats
ballet
because
shoes,
they just pinch at the big toe and the little toe area. Mm.
And as you say, there's nothing to really hold the shoe on, so they're sort of almost a bit like flip-flops. They're trying to scrunch their feet up to hold the shoe on.
It's probably best to wear them for perhaps watching a play, but to avoid them
to go
to
the ballet.
Yes, that's it. But avoid them for any museum tours or any kind of long walk. So you can wear them at work, but it'd be good to commute in trainers.
Yes.
Your feet will thank you.
I was one of those ladies that I used to have my lovely suits on for the city of London. So I'd have my suits on and then a pair of trainers. And
Brilliant.
The amount of looks I would get on the train, they would be like,
hurry.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
And my phrase was, I think I told you this, Jan, on air probably a few shows ago, but my phrase was that I have forgone fashion and, I've forgone fashion for speed and comfort.
Yes, that's my motto, exactly.
Because I was always late, you see, I'm running for the train. So I must admit, when I think back to my youthful days when I was at college and I used to run up and down stairs at college and run up for the bus, all in my stilettos.
Yes.
Very bad.
I know. Well, at least you have your trainers now.
I do.
Yes.
Now, let's move on because you touched there on exercising the feet. So, calf, you were saying about exercising the calves. Can we just explore that a bit further?
Yes. So exercising regularly is a great thing. It's good for our health, our
Absolutely.
Mind, and, you know, medical professionals, we recommend it everywhere. But it does take a lot of our feet, so we need to take extra care of them. And just a few simple rules to follow.
Are you listening, Jan?
I am.
Are you writing it down?
It's good to...
She's tweeting as we go.
It's good to condition yourself gradually with stretching exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So 15 to 20 minutes before starting any activity. And also remember to cool down.
Yes.
And it's good to wash your feet every day and dry thoroughly between the toes.
Yes, ma'am.
And wear only good quality, well-fitting socks.
Mm-hmm.
And always use the correct shoe for each form of exercise and surface. And get in shape. Being overweight or out of shape places added stress on your feet.
Yes, of course.
And if you have a problem with your feet, remember foot pain isn't normal. You must seek advice from a HCPC registered podiatrist.
HCPC, what does that stand for?
Healthcare and Professions.
I'm just going to song. HCPCP. Gotcha.
It's Healthcare and Professions Council.
Thank you. Because, of course, Jay, as with all our guests, has done, as she said earlier, lots of training in lots of other therapies of acupuncture and the marigold therapy.
That's
but
correct.
Also you have, you know, trained under the, you know, accreditation and fully qualified as a podiatrist.
That's
and I believe
right.
You're still training.
I am doing an MSc. The last 5 years, as I mentioned, have been crazy and it's just nonstop. Usually up until midnight and past midnight I'm studying.
Doing assignments
or preparing for an exam. So
what she doesn't know about feet, folks, is not worth worrying about, really.
Nope.
Now, we are fast approaching the end of our show. So one thing I wanted to just maybe finish with and also contact details. You had some common mistakes.
That's right.
A lot of people you see at your clinics come to you with.
I find usually the common mistakes patients make is that they ignore their foot pain or problem. By the time I've seen their ingrown toenail, it's usually infected, or their long-standing verruca. It may be quite stubborn by the time I see it.
Right.
Or their years' worth of hard skin or corns will actually, in fact, need many more treatments to make them better. Whereas if they had come sooner, then they may not have scar tissue or severe pain or an infection. So ignoring your foot pain won't make the problem go away. It will just take longer for treatment to work.
Right.
So really we all get our eyes tested, our teeth checked. And
we have a 6-monthly checkup at the dentist, don't we? Most of us.
That's it. And how many of us get our feet checked?
So really, top to toe there, we need to make sure. If you have suddenly realised that you have two things at the opposite end to your head, and realise that they are very important.
Not my ears, you mean the other end of the body.
As in the end, topsy-turvy, Australia here. Then at the end of the day, think about it, and also your work. I'm sure you must see people and patients that if they're standing all day.
Yes, that's
in a shop. I know when I worked in a deli for a while, I covered part-time for somebody.
Yes.
I was standing all day.
Yes. I treat patients of all ages. So children who may have an awkward walk, trip over a lot, fall over. They may have, they might be in towing.
They might have a longer leg than the other.
Exactly. Yeah. They may have a leg length discrepancy. I treat athletes. And then I obviously do treat the elderly. And there's a whole lot more, really. So anything that you feel isn't right, I am based in 8 different locations.
Can you name them all?
The ones nearest to here would be there's 2 in Rochester. So there's Strood and Rochester. Sittingbourne
and Kent,
Kings Hill and Blackheath, and the others would be west of London.
So Blackheath is southeast London, and then you've got West London. How many over that way?
Yeah, so 2 that way. Yeah,
brilliant.
Did I see Heathrow?
That's it.
Is this the airport or in the area?
Get your feet checked before you fly.
That would be good. in the area where I was originally based.
Well, any help we can give with any marketing tips there, you know, get your feet checked before you fly, check in with Jay, we can do that. But more importantly, Jay, how can people, if they've heard a little bit here and they want to perhaps ask you a further detailed question that's more personal to them rather than a generic question, or perhaps it is generic for their family, for example, best contact details, you have a website, give us a shout out for that.
Yep, I have a website, so that's www.kentfeet.co.uk.
Marvellous, and that's got the wonderful Leonardo da Vinci quote on, which I'm just going to quickly read.
Yes.
The human foot is a masterpiece of engineering and a work of art.
Yes, I love that quote.
So be proud of it, look after it.
Some of it might need restoration. So seek out your restoration specialist.
Your restoration specialist. So kentfeet.co.uk. You also have email on there. So info@kentfeet.co.uk. We've been tweeting about you, so we've already got you on our Twitter feed. If you want to follow Jay on Twitter, she's at Kent Feet Clinic.
That's correct, yes.
And I know that you've also got a Facebook page, haven't you?
I have, yes. That's Kent Foot and Ankle Clinic.
Fabulous, fabulous. And of course, telephone numbers are on your website.
Yes, everything's on the website. I'm pretty proactive when it comes to responding to any queries and
so amazing stuff there. So if you are listening in from Australia or New Zealand, you may still want to utilise Skype or any technology and talk to Jay, or maybe look at Jay's website and then find somebody who's maybe an equivalent of her, but down under. Perhaps.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else before we move into any events, Jay? Anything else that's really important that our listeners must remember overall about our feet?
Really, never to ignore your foot problems because it will only get worse. So it's important just to have it checked, if anything.
Brilliant. Because you do assessments and all sorts of things like that, don't you?
I do, yes,
what was
I
that
do.
Wonderful biomechanical assessment?
I do biomechanical assessment, yes.
I think I need one of those, Jo. I love the sound of it, so I just had to have that.
You want one.
Yeah.
Tick it off your list.
I'm going to teach you later on. Well, definitely. Before we disappear, we're going to talk a few events to shout out, but thank you so much, Jay, for oodles of information, tips there. Hopefully, listener, there's even just one little nugget that you can take, or hundreds actually, that Jay's just given us. So thank you very much
for
sharing
that. Thank you for having me.
Coming here this afternoon. We have posted, I think, a picture of Jay in her marvellous outfit.
We have. We haven't got one of her on air, so I'm going to quickly take that.
I do like the colour as well. Just amazing. Amazing lady. So great, great, great that you could be here. And hopefully we can get you back on the show and maybe talk in more depth about some of the avenues and now that you've finished your qualification, and you know, life is now a little bit easier with all these new people that you've recruited as well.
Should be coming on board soon. Yeah,
great stuff.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Jan, I've got a few shout outs here. Some of you may remember Sarah March, who is kentkundalini.co.uk, which is a form of yoga. Do you remember, I get a quick shout out, but she is running another retreat at the Sherland Hotel, which I have got the address here. The Sherland Hotel is High Street East Church, and that's Medway, ME12 4EH, and the weekend is the 8th to the 9th of August, and a weekend retreat. You will have arrival, you'll have kundalini meditation, reiki, chakra card readings, a healthy dinner, early morning yoga, mantras, mindfulness. Wow, it's amazing. Use of the spa while you're there as well. A great weekend to dip in and out of activities, but also great about relaxing. So if you fancy that, give a call to Sarah on 0796 829 7262, or you can check out her website, which is kentkundalini.co.uk, or email her Sarah, that's Sarah, yoga@hotmail.co.uk. I've mentioned before the autumn retreat, so as we're running out of time, Jan, I think you've got a couple of things just to shout there.
A couple of quick things. This coming Friday, the 24th, it's the 24/7 Samaritans Awareness Day. Fantastic
great.
Service they offer, all volunteers. Yeah. Website is www.samaritans.org. And for you sporty people out there, you'll know that I get involved in boccia every Friday, which is a disability sport. This weekend, 25th, 26th, at the Surrey Sports Park, Guildford, they have the European Team and Pairs Championships. So an excellent opportunity to see high-level disability sport in the UK. And the winners of each event will be qualifying for Rio 2016 Paralympic Games.
Fab.
So we'll post the website if you're interested in going.
Yep.
That's this weekend.
We'll put that on. Fantastic. As always, laughter is always good. I posted a tweet earlier this week about laughter. Remember Johore, HOARE.co.uk. He has a Bristol Laughter Club, if you're over the Bristol way, every Tuesday evening. So it's a great form of laughter and therapy there. He also does do laughter facilitation skills. So if you want to learn how to be a laughter facilitator and run your own workshops for people, he is actually organising another course. And there is an early bird special, but it does expire tomorrow. So do be quick as places do fill up very, very fast. Best place is to go to the website Johore, that's johore.co.uk. We're going to play out with your last song there, Jo, which you chose. Of course, hopefully that is true, that you can start to see clearly now.
Oh, I hope so.
So we're going to play out with that. Enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of your week, listener. It has been a pleasure to be back here live in the studio. Apologies for last week. Unfortunately, family emergency means that my time is now being, my diary is filling up fast with more hospital appointments. But hey, we'll get here as often as we can. In the meantime, have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. And enjoy the next track by
Johnny Cash. Have a good week, everyone.
Johnny Cash, Johnny Nash. Oh, my dear. Time for me to have a lay down. Put your feet up.
Gonna be